You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightline with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We are coming to you live. I am coming to you live from Radio Park and Racine, all the way up upstate. That's fancy talk. Upstate Wisconsin. Fancy. In Marinette, Wisconsin, we have Mr. Pete Schwabba, and directly west of us, we have Mr. Dom Lee in HQ in Madison on the ones and twos doing all the board work we need. So thankful you are with us this evening. We really appreciate your time. If you want to be part of the conversation, give us a call. Shoot us a text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC is the number. You can also leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we are going to make our way into the inaugural edition of the Nightlight Movie Club. But before we do that, we want to get back to the original question. Oh, and by the way, we're also going to have Nightcap as well. Closing it
off. Lots going on
in this hour, folks. That's what I'm trying to put forth to you, is that the fun, well, some people on the live stream would say it hasn't started yet, but the fun doesn't stop here. And we got one more hour of great programming with you. So before we go anywhere else, let's get back and restate the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions?
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite baseball movie? There is a bit of a theme here tonight. We're talking Sandlot in a few minutes, folks. That's our popcorn pick of the week for our first ever Nightlight Movie Night Movie Club. And our question of the night. It's right in there. What is your favorite baseball movie? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or the app we still call Twitter, drop us a stream comment, and we will read it on the radio. Folks, be part of the show. Tell us about your favorite baseball movie. Then join the discussion about The Sandlot at 620. It's all kind of a baseball, baseball-fueled hour, I think you could
say. It's baseball-y.
Very baseball-y. Dom, did you answer the question of the night on social media, or should we wait and get your response?
I wait to get my response. I have a response, but, you know, I do. I'm ready for it.
Well, let's start with you, Pete. You posed the question, what is your favorite baseball movie of all time?
Okay, so it's a bit of a cop-out, but Sandlot is my favorite movie. So I'm glad that's our first ever movie club pick. And I just think it's like... I love The Natural. I like Field of Dreams, but the Sandlot romanticizes baseball through a very romantic sport in our pastime through the eyes of children.
Yeah.
And it's a kid's game. I just don't think you can do any better than The Sandlot. Now, I have a second choice too. And Greg, if you haven't seen this, I can't wait for you to see it so we can talk about it. It's called Long Shot. And it's on Netflix. It's about a 40 to 45 minute documentary about a guy. It's baseball adjacent, but he goes to a Dodger game and that night he ends up getting accused of murder. And what happens in this documentary will blow your mind. It's so great.
And what's it called again?
It's called Long Shot. It's on Netflix and it's great. Okay. And then I think my third choice, if I can have one, is Major League. It's a Wisconsin movie. Some of my friends were in it and, great film.
My grandma worked at County Stadium for decades, and she worked there when they made that film. And I remember her always having this. It was a key ring that it was made of metal, but it looked like a baseball ticket. Ticket to get in the game, and it's like Major League, and it had all this stuff on there. So she always had that on her key, and I remember that. Yeah, she worked at County Stadium from the mid 50s. My mom can probably correct me; she's listening right now. But until the early 90s when she retired, but she was there for a long, long time.
That is fun. That must have been a blast for her too to see them filming there, and Yeah, it was great. My buddy Skip Kerperis was the best color guy in the business. Got to sit next to Euchre while they were filming. And Bill Leff, both those guys have been on this show, played one of the crazy fans. And it's just that's a fun movie too, boy.
Nice. Yeah, I love Major League. That is one of my favorite baseball movies. It's definitely in the top three.
What's your fave?
Moneyball.
Oh, nice. Great movie.
It was mine.
Yeah. I like, good. Like, for like, you're like, I love the fact that we're romanticizing baseball through the eyes of children. And I'm like, Moneyball, computers, numbers, baseball, suits, Brad Pitt. Now, I love Moneyball. The book is fantastic as well, but Moneyball, the movie, is one of my favorite. It's my favorite baseball movie, one of my favorite movies, period. But yeah, I love that. What about, and so that's yours, Dom?
It was the same with me because I just like the money involved in sports, just in general, mm-hmm. how that works. And I thought that movie did a really, really good job of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fascinating.
We got a lot of comments on both the Facebook page. If you want to, you know, go to Facebook and find Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach, you can follow the page. You can send us a message to there. But let's see here. Our buddy Rich LoCascio said, just in time for Easter, how about the 90s Disney version of Angels in the Outfield? Mm. I didn't know there was any other version of that movie other than the 90s, but maybe I'm wrong or I'm reading that incorrectly.
They didn't do a sequel to that, did they?
I don't think you'd need to. It's fine the way it was. It's a fine movie. It's a kind of movie you're going to love when you see it as a kid.
Totally. That's a great Rich. I like any hot take of Rich's, wrestling related or not. So.
By the way, Rich came up to me the other day. He said WrestleMania is coming up soon. So
listen, I would never doubt anything Rich says about WrestleMania. We got to have him on the show. He is fun.
That's what he wanted.
Wrestling.
To, yeah.
He'll do wrestling announcer names for us, Greg, and it'll be really fun. David in Richland Center in the 608 says, for love of the game, Kevin Costner. How many baseball movies has Kevin Costner done? At least three, right?
I mean, he's done
Field of Dreams.
He did Field of Dreams, Bull Durham.
For love of the game.
How many baseball movies?
He's done four.
It came up like the four. Yeah. And Chasing Dreams, For the Love of the Game, Field of Dreams, and Bull Durham.
Dreams.
Interesting. And Chasing Dreams was an early role, a lesser known film, probably when he was. Did you know this? That he was the body in The Big Chill? He was the friend who died.
Great. That's awesome.
Jeff on Facebook says The Sandlot, The Natural, and Major League. That's a good.
Yeah, those are fantastic.
That's absolutely.
Chris in the 773 says, just a bit outside. Oh, of course, Sean Hannish and Kelly Calza documentary. That was a fun one, too. Just a bit outside is my favorite baseball movie. So much emotion in it. If you don't shed a tear watching it, you have no heart.
Yeah.
Second place, League of Their Own, another great movie. There's no crying in baseball. I realize I'm contradicting myself. Don't judge. We won't judge.
Hey, one's a documentary, one's a movie, and League of Their Own is fantastic. And I saw that movie in the theater, and I wept like a child at the end of that movie.
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah. And then when they started playing that Madonna song, like, this used to be, I was like, oh, yes. I love history and baseball. So, see, Rocker on Facebook says Bad News Bears. There you go. That's a classic.
Oh, that's a great one.
And I'll stand behind the sequels. They're not as good as the original, but they're still very fun.
Richard Linklater did the sequel, so he doesn't make a bad movie.
Oh, see, I'm thinking of the original with Walter Matthau.
Right. That's my favorite. I'm saying, you said... You like the original, but the new ones were okay, too. And
No, I'm talking about the sequels to the original. So there was Bad News Bears, Bad News Bears Breaking Training, and then there was Bad News Bears and Go to Japan.
Gotcha.
And that was all in the early days. I didn't see the Linklater one. I've seen Billy Bob Thornton be a terrible person in a lot of movies. I'm fine with it, so.
Mark in the 608 says, hey, Duluth, Minnesota has the Christmas City song written by Merv Griffin, Christmas City, a wonderful city, all dressed up in snow and mistletoe. Mark, I'm not going to get into a match with you.
He goes on to say, I grew up seeing the Christmas City of the North parade on TV. Uh-oh, you're being challenged for Christmas supremacy.
God, I really thought I had that one.
Thank you, Mark. You have no idea how happy you just made me.
Dude, it's on. Mark and I are going toe-to-toe.
He also said earlier, I'm only happy when it rains is featured in the Captain Marvel movie with Brie Larson. That's very, very true. Takes place in the 90s. So let's see. Pete, you said you gave your movies, but you also said Long Shot Was that the one you were just talking about? Yeah, the documentary.
Long, it goes Sandlot, Long Shot, and then,
that's right. Okay.
Yeah, Major League.
Tim says, "Bang the drum slowly, very young De Niro, brilliant script, totally underrated." And his joke answer: every mafia movie where someone is beaten to death with a bat.
Okay.
Wow.
That's okay. Baseball related, I guess. Roger in Stevens Point says, "A League of Their Own," excellent. Mm-hmm. Bridget in the 818 says, "Bull Durham." It has everything: sports, comedy, romance, character growth. Nice, Bridget.
Right. Our friend Jane Matinere loves the movie Bull Durham. Loves, loves, loves
she?
It. I'm
some funny stuff.
Lukewarm on it, and people are like, "You don't love that movie?" I'm like, "No, I don't. It's fine. It's fine if I don't."
I don't love it, but I love Tim Robbins in it.
Yeah. Lisa on Facebook says, "Hear me out," and I think she meant to say basketball, but she spelled basketball. But
yes.
Basketball. Not really a baseball movie, but still, if not that, A League of Their Own. Hey, Lisa, it can be one, the other, or both. That's totally up to you.
No right or wrong answers here.
I did see basketball on opening night, and everyone in the theater was like, "What is happening right now?" We were laughing so hard, but we were totally... Because it's a weird, really weird movie. Dom, if you've never seen basketball...
I've never even heard of it. Basketball.
Let's maybe take down a third big arch.
Come back.
Watch the movie.
Okay. Ouch. When we have David Zucker back on the show,
yeah.
He'll be on, I think, next month. When I brought him on last time, I listed all his credits, and he said, "And basketball." Like, he was very, twice he pointed out, he's very proud of that movie.
Did he direct that?
I think he did, yeah. Because it was the South Park guys.
Yeah, I thought they directed it. Yeah, I thought they directed it. So, well, hey, yes. Yes, all the love. Sarah Jean on the Facebook page says Sandlot or A League of Their Own and many more, but we'll start there. Sean says so many to choose from: A League of Their Own, Bull Durham, Bad News Bears, Bad News Bears Breaking Training, Field of Dreams, Love of the Game, Moneyball.
Oh, man.
Asterisk 61.
Nice.
Baseball movies are just great.
They're fantastic.
They're just great.
We've got, Greg, I feel like I should let you read these, but this is a way for me to get to know your... maybe this isn't your mom. It could be a different Jackie from the 414. A League of Their Own and Field of Dreams. And then our pal Chris Casper, of course, in Madison says, Au Naturel, The Natural. Yeah.
That is my mom on the text line. Yes, she loves it. I saw League of Their Own with her in the theater with a bunch of her friends. I was trying really hard to shield myself from the... Pete, I'm not even kidding you. Weeping. I wasn't crying or tearing up. I was full on... weeping.
Bawling.
At the end. Yes. I could not handle myself. It was ridiculous.
That's okay.
Vince on Facebook says Field of Dreams or The Natural. Krista says For the Love of the Game. We're seeing a lot. I mean, some of these are just pure classics. There are some more here. Our buddy Chris Moreau, our station manager right here at the WRJN/WAUK studios. Field of Dreams, get choked up every time. I saw that in person. I went to the field in Iowa.
Did you?
Really?
Mm-hmm. And what's funny...
Did you feel... What was that like?
It was fine. I was really young. I didn't really appreciate it back then. I'd love to go back there now. I'd love to see when MLB teams actually play games there. But tickets for those games are so expensive. But what's really funny is that the third baseline falls on the next-door neighbor's property. So they have competing, like merch tables and whatnot. So it's hilarious. But we'll talk more about everybody's ball. Yeah, we'll talk more about the text messages. We still got more messages on Facebook to get to because there's so many people who reached out. Thank you so very much. But when we come back, we're gonna go hit up the movie club because it's the first night of the Nightlight Movie Club featuring The Sandlot. So don't go anywhere. Get your thoughts together. Let us know. Text them in, call them in. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Have you ever spent 30 minutes trying to pick a movie and still end up watching nothing? Well, we did it for you. This is the Nightlight Movie Club.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. We have officially entered into the Nightlight Movie Club for the very, very first time. So, get your popcorn, get your candy, get your ices, and let's come on in. We're going to be talking about our inaugural film of this club. It's free to join. There are no dues. Just talking about baseball tonight. Talking about movies, but tonight we're talking about baseball because we're talking about The Sandlot. Oh, my goodness.
That is our popcorn pick of the week, The Sandlot, for the first Indeed. Ever Nightlight Movie Club. I think it's a great choice, Greg.
Yeah.
I don't even remember, might have been Dom. Somebody recommended it, and everybody was like, yes. So mm-hmm. there was no dissension. Such a great movie. So all of you listening, please feel free to chime in. Tell us your thoughts on The Sandlot. You can also answer our question of the night, which is, what is your favorite baseball movie? A lot of people said The Sandlot, A League of Their Own, Major League, Field of Dreams. So many great answers, and we've got a lot more text to read. But we're going to jump into The Sandlot a little bit here. What was your... Dom, when was the first time you saw The Sandlot? You're a little bit younger.
I saw it, probably 5 years ago. That was the first time I saw it. So I had to rewatch it again, and... Oh, it was so good. It was so good. Yeah. I watched it last night. I binged it. I watched it with my girlfriend. She loved it too. It's just a great movie. It's a great movie. And you were correct on the pick, Pete. It's a number one baseball movie. I would agree with you on that. Past Moneyball. But, yeah.
I think I saw that movie in the theater, maybe. I can't remember exactly. Oh, nice. I saw it a long time. I know I saw it when around the time it came out. And what I didn't realize now is that as of next Tuesday, the movie will be 33 years old. It came out April 7th, 1993.
You know, it's funny. My son Joe saw this. My dad showed it to him. We were still living in California at the time. Mm-hmm. We were visiting Wisconsin. We used to come back for a few weeks in the summer, and we all fell in love with it. I hadn't seen it till like 2002 or whatever. Well, we get back to LA and my son is like, I don't know, 7. He's got his baseball jersey on, his jeans like Benny the Jet, and his shoes. And we go to the park we always go to, and he's trying to get kids to play baseball. And I'm like, I don't think that happens anymore. Like when we were kids, everyone just went to the park and we ended up playing a game. Now everything is so structured. Yeah. It's like, that's what I love about The Sandlot. It's just kids being kids, how it used to be, showing up, playing baseball. And I have a couple favorite parts of the movie, guys. My favorite character is Benny the Jet, because I feel like this is sort of parallel to how I feel about society. He's like the alpha dog, whatever, but he's a really cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
He makes Smalls feel welcome.
Yeah.
You know, he's the only kid I noticed in my rewatch that when Smalls gets hit in the eye with the baseball and everyone else is laughing and teasing him, Benny just goes like this. He gives him a glove. And then when there's this scene where the fireworks are going off and it's magical, kids all stop and watch. And Benny just hit a home run. He's running the bases. Like, baseball is his religion. Baseball is his passion, even more than fireworks. Just a great character and just some unbelievable scenes in that movie.
It's one of those movies. I mean, like right now I'm looking at the cast page here. It's got a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's
terrible.
Well, I mean, that's the critic score. It's an 89% for viewers. And to me, this is one of those movies that it doesn't matter what the critics think. I'm sorry. I just never like, you know, there's certain movies out there where like the critics don't like it. I'm like, well, I don't care. I like this movie a lot. So, it holds a place in people's hearts, and it absolutely is one of those movies that also is just chock full of lines, like very, very memorable lines. And we're going to play some of them in a little bit after the news break. But, you know, for our first movie, for the Nightlight Movie Club, this, I feel like, especially with baseball season starting and the Brewers, you know, being 5-1, you know, no big deal. I think this is a great one to talk about, and I can't wait to get deeper into it. And I agree, like, the thing I really liked is that, you know, Benny did not care about how dorky Smalls is. Smalls is a dork. Don't get me wrong. Right. He is a dork. I was a dork too, so I can call him that. But he just saw through that, and he's like, no, he's our ninth. Let's do this. Let's play right now. It was not a tough sell to rewatch this movie for this. It was like the best homework ever.
It's funny you say that, because I've talked about this on the show previously with Rob Thomas. Critics, like 66%. That's ridiculous. The movie to come out now, no critic wants to lose their credentials. They love everything. They're not even critics anymore.
Well, so, they love everything until they don't have to. Like, if you know what I mean? Like, they love everything until they dislike the things that everyone else dislikes. You know, right. No one's coming out and saying like, Cats was really good and I'll tell you why.
It's interesting too, Greg, because some of these actors, nobody went on to huge fame.
No.
From the cast. Mike Vitar, who plays Ben, he hasn't worked since 2018, or I think The Sandlot 2 was his last movie.
I didn't realize he was in Sandlot 2.
He was, and this movie, okay, this is how much I like Sandlot. This is the only thing I've ever liked Dennis Leary in.
You didn't like him in The Ref?
No. Watered down Bill Hicks.
From the stand-up point of view, yes, I understand what you're saying, but he is, and there are things I want to say about Dennis Leary in this movie too that like make me so happy. But I will say he is fantastic in The Ref. I'm just gonna put I will stand up for that.
That's fair.
But fun factoid for those who didn't know, if you see the movie, the guy at the end who plays Benny Rodriguez, older version, is the brother of the guy who played Benny as a young kid. They're brothers. So,
love it. I can tell we both went to IMDb.
Oh, I just knew that because I'm a dork who doesn't have friends. So
I didn't know it until I just looked it up. So you,
we're gonna talk deeper about The Sandlot on Nightlights Movie Club. So please join us 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we call Twitter. What is your favorite baseball movie? Give us your thoughts on The Sandlot. All that. After the news break, don't go anywhere. We're coming back talking more movies here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. If you want to be part of the conversation, talk some baseball during the movie club, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we have the nightcap wrapping everything up for the evening. But right now, we are smack dab in the premiere edition of the Nightlight Movie Club. Tonight's popcorn pick is The Sandlot. So,
you know, I was kind of stewing over the break, Greg, I have to say.
Okay, wow, it didn't seem like it.
Well, I read one of these.
Did you read a review? Did you read a comment, Pete?
Yeah, I did. Like you did. And I have an issue because these reviewers, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. But the guy, one of the negative reviewers said, "This is a fraudulent baseball film. It's more cartoonish than real." I'm adding the voice. I don't know.
Yeah, I can tell.
Sounds.
Yeah, I thought that was Daffy Duck who left a review.
What a whiner! Like,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah,
66% positive reviews. Well, that's insanity.
What was the word he used? This is a.
You want me to do it in the voice?
Yes, please.
Yeah, please. Yes. With more drama this time.
"This is a fraudulent baseball film. It's more cartoonish than real."
I think we found a new section for Movie Club, and that's Pete reads negative reviews of the movie.
Idiot's review.
I'm saving that.
I mean, that's just that's essentially good, like doing the thing where you push your glasses up and go, "Well, actually, The Sandlot shouldn't take place in 1962 if we're being serious here." It's
a baseball movie about
nine little boys having a good time.
People just love to, and these reviewers, again, that was a different time for reviewers. So, but whatever.
Well, when did that person leave the review?
8, I didn't even look at that. 8/30/2023.
Okay.
So reviews are still rolling in.
Yeah,
in fact,
people are still
quite a few from 2023.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been the 30th anniversary. So,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, people just want attention, and they love to
whine.
Yeah,
their tastes are better, you know.
So, sir, I ask you, what's a less fraudulent baseball movie for you?
Right, exactly.
tell me the most realistic baseball movie ever.
Right.
While you're doing that, Mr. Rotten Tomatoes guy, we're going to talk about a great movie that we all loved here. And I want to go back to something you mentioned as far as Dennis Leary. The thing I loved about his character in this movie is that he's not a bad guy. He's just a dad. Like, right. he's not the overbearing stepdad. He's not evil. He's not anything. He just seems like a stepdad who's just trying to do work, trying to take care of his family. And I just love the fact that he is just a normal, like there's no arc with him in the sense of like, we've got to make him a good guy. We've got to bring him over to our side of the story. No, he's just a guy. And then, you know, they play some catch and that's it. Like for some reason, in as little as he did in that movie, I truly love his role.
I agree with you. He was good in Karen Black. I like her in almost everything I see her in. But I think the other theme with this movie is that it's about a kid trying to be accepted at its core. He's a new kid. I've been a new kid. I moved from the Chicago in the city to Christmas City, USA. It's tough when you're a new kid, no matter where you move. And that's what this story is about. Yes, it's about baseball. But it's also about acceptance. Yeah. What do you think,
it's
Dom?
It's about finding community. That's what it's all about in life. What about you, Dom? Yeah.
It's the same. I agree with you, Pete. You know, I when I was younger, I bounced around different soccer teams. So I had to make new friends in each team. And it was difficult to do. And yeah, I feel for Smalls. I'm small myself. You know, I feel with them. I feel with them right there. So yeah, I really like the movie. And I really like Smalls.
That's awesome.
And the thing I truly like, the language they use in the movie is just so, and I don't want to get into this thing of like, well, if it was made nowadays, you'd have to do blah, 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 and being all like anti-woke and junk. But like the things they said to each other, the language they use feels so, because like I grew up, that was like the mid to late 80s. So they were still using sorts of that language back then and how we would, especially how they make fun of each other. I think I asked you to clip, just we're going to listen to a little portion here where Hamilton is going back and forth with this kid who plays for the upscale team. And of course the upscale teams are probably a bunch of rich kids who think these are, you know, the Sandlot kids, who cares. And the way they make fun of each other is just so absolutely juvenile and hilarious. Can you play that for us?
Yeah, it's easy when you play with a bunch of rejects and a fat kid, Rodriguez.
Shut your mouth, Phillips.
Would you say crap face? I said you shouldn't even be allowed to touch a baseball. Except for Rodriguez, you're all an insult to the game. Come on! We'll take you on right here, right now! Come on! Yeah, right now! We plan a real diamond, Porter. You ain't good enough to lick the dirt off our cleats.
Watch it, jerk.
Shut up, idiot.
Moron!
Scab eater.
Butt sniffer,
pus licker,
fart smeller.
You eat dog crap for breakfast, geek.
You mix your weeds with your mama's toe jam.
Yeah!
You bop for apples in the toilet. And you like
and
it.
And you like it.
You play ball like a girl.
Wow.
I love nothing more than listening to that exchange, because it's like, it is so juvenile, but so powerful. Like, they believe in every single statement they say. And that's how you feel when you're, I think it's especially a young guy. Like, it's just like going back and forth. And then the last thing, I mean, it's the insult that gets him. It's the insult that makes the kid mad, but it is the dumbest one. Like, you play ball like a girl. That's what you've got. And that's what made him mad. Yeah. That was the breaking point.
Oh, it's great. This is our first ever nightlight movie club event, folks, and it's great to have you with us. We hope you'll join us. If you like, you can text us or call 855-752-4842. Phone lines, as you know, are always open, and share with us your thoughts on The Sandlot. If you like, baseball season is open. The Brewers are doing very well here in Wisconsin, and we've got baseball movies. That's also our question of the night. What is your favorite baseball movie? Lil Irv on the stream says Field of Dreams. And nice. I'm trying to find another review. I got some voice.
While you do that, I got some more text ones here. Todd or Billy/Billy. I don't know how this is very weird to me. Listening on WMDX says 42. That's a great movie. It's an intense movie. I don't know if it's fundamental or a fraudulent baseball movie, but John in Madison listening on WMDX says great metaphor for NFL danger to the players. And Chris Casper, our buddy Chris, listening on WMDX, says, don't hate me, but I've been using the phrase, you're killing me, Small, since 1993. I just saw The Sandlot for the first time 6 months ago. Hey, man, that's how powerful that movie is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
awesome, Casper.
You're killing me, Smalls. I've seen it on t-shirts and posters. And yeah, I think it doesn't surprise me. And I'm glad you finally came to it because it is a classic film. You got any other criticisms you'd like to read?
Not just yet, but I want to say that, wait, there was another one in here from Tom. Nick from Marshall. Did you get that one, Greg? Angels in the Outfield?
Nope.
That's another really good one. John's, yeah, he said the metaphor. And then he says, Rollerball is so dark and so now. That's interesting.
Rollerball. Is Rollerball a baseball movie or a roller skating
movie? I think
he means
movie. Moneyball. Rollerball was going to be our next movie club.
I don't feel like you can want to type Moneyball and get Rollerball, but...
A big typo.
Hey,
big typo.
It
I've
stopped
had the
us
weirdest
both in
an, yeah. autocorrects ever. So I don't, you know, or maybe he means Rollerball.
And but like I personally feel like when it comes to this movie, and I don't know how you two feel, but like the icing is only made sweeter by the cherry on top, which is the now departed James Earl Jones. That was the first movie I ever saw him in where he smiled. Because I only knew him as Darth Vader.
Wow.
I only knew him as Darth Vader. I was very young when I saw the movie, and I always knew him as a serious dramatic actor. He was Darth Vader, and in that movie, he's just joyous and wonderful. And we have another clip I asked Dom to pick up. It's my favorite, like probably my favorite non-popular line from the movie. It's just a scene where he's meeting them basically for the first time.
You're in trouble, aren't you, son?
Yeah, well,
that voice.
That was my stepdad's ball. I took it without asking. It was signed by Babe Ruth.
George signed this?
George Herman Ruth? Yeah.
I take it back. You're not in trouble. You're dead where you stand.
I just...
So deep.
Perfect.
And yes, Steph. And when he goes, George signed this? Every time, goosebumps and tiny tears, because he's just like, oh.
It's
I wish I could have had a whole other movie. They should make a movie about his character. Playing in the big league or playing because at that point, I don't think he couldn't have gotten in the major leagues at that point. They didn't make a movie about James Earl Jones's character.
No. But
that's
saying,
what I'd love
like,
to see.
Yeah, that would be cool. Like, but they've got sequels and there's the director, David Mickey Evans is working on a prequel series. He's directed a lot of the Sandlot things. He's also directed Ace Ventura, Junior Detective.
Oh, boy.
I mentioned this before. Nobody went on to huge stardom.
No.
I would say Wendy Peppercorn probably had the best career. She was recently on Matlock, Tracker. She was in that Unabomber Manhunt series. She works a lot. But yeah, it's interesting that a boy-heavy movie like that, none of the boys really rose above.
She was in a movie that I think is wildly underrated as well. It's like one of Jake Gyllenhaal's first films. It's a comedy called Bubble Boy. It's hilarious. People should see that movie. It's very heartwarming and beautiful. But this movie is. Did you pick anything for any clips or anything like that? Because I just absolutely I could talk about this movie for decades.
I did. You and I picked the same clip with the name calling, but I do have another. This is Janet Maslin from the New York Times.
Nothing about this modest coming-of-age comedy demands anything like this awestruck approach. What does that even mean?
What does that mean? You just want to use big words you learned in college.
That's New York Times. Like, come on. Form a sentence.
I love that voice. Exactly. I love that voice. I love that.
Yeah, that's going to be...
You shouldn't welcome have told to, me that, buddy.
You're welcome to Pete
voice
Rick
in a couple weeks.
Pete reads negative reviews.
Let's see if we can get some more texts in. We've got some on the social media as well. And Chris Casper also gave a shout out, Greg. I don't know if you saw this, to Ashley, the love of his life, for requesting the Sandlot. Very sweet, Chris.
Okay.
That's going to give him some points.
And here's the other thing, too, folks. Here's the other thing, too, is if you want to reach out to us, you can always request movies. This is something we're going to be doing down the road as well. Request movies. If we pick it, maybe something will be happening. We can't guarantee at this point. This is brand new. We're trying it out, getting sea legs ready to go. But this is the Nightlight Movie Club, where we talk about movies on Thursdays and have a great time and want you to be part of the conversation. Monica in Mount Horb listening on WMDX says, can't pick just one movie, so I'll go TV, Brockmire. It's wickedly funny. So there you go.
Is that a baseball? I don't even know that show.
It's about Hank Azaria plays a baseball announcer.
Okay. That's do you like the way they did that in Sandlot where Smalls was announcing, right? I didn't quite get to the end again, but I've seen it 20 times. And Benny's playing. But yeah. That was kind of a nice, it was a sweet, it was a little sentimental, but I really liked that.
I loved it. Yes, exactly. Yeah. It tied it up into a wonderful bow. That's the Sandlot, and that is the Nightlight Movie Club. First time ever. We're going to try it again next Thursday and keep it moving, keep it rolling. Speaking of moving and rolling, when we come back, it's time to wrap things up with the Nightcap, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. My name is Greg Bach, coming to you live from Radio City, Radio Park. Radio Park in Racine. Knock it off, Pete. Just knock it off.
I just hope the guys aren't listening.
Coming to us live from Christmas Park, USA, in Marinette, is Mr. Pete Schwabe. And all
the
way
only
over.
I'm guy here, though. I don't have Don Rosen, Chris Morrow, Rich LoCascio. They're going to come down on you, man.
No, they won't. Dom is in Madison right now, and we make up the power trio that is the Yadar Hay Triangle. Look out for our new record this spring. It's going to be a doozy, and definitely will have music that you will never listen to again. But we thank everyone for getting in touch with us. We just got done with the Movie Club. Nightlight's premiere edition of the Movie Club we'll be doing again next week. We'll let you know what we're going to be watching soon so you can catch up, because we want to know what your thoughts are on the movies we watched. They're going to be, you know, I think relatively well-known films. We're not going to be like, watch The Bicycle Thieves.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
I know.
Well, Dom, that's before all of our times. You don't have to worry about that.
Tomorrow, though, we got a great show. It is Casual Friday, which means we're going to be kicking back, having some fun, enjoying ourselves, you know, just not taking it too seriously because the weekend is almost upon us. But we'll also be talking to Jim and Michelle, the Supper Club Chasers. I believe
like that.
You set this one up, right, Pete?
I did, yeah. I'm very excited to talk to these guys. They came to us through Paul Vandenplas of Wonderfully Wisconsin. So Wisconsin influencers, yeah.
All right, so we will be talking about supper clubs, which I absolutely can do. That's a great topic. So that will be all coming up tomorrow, so stick around. And after we're done, there's still plenty of programming happening. So just keep it locked here on Civic Media. Get the Civic Media app. You can listen live around the world or in Arizona, like my mom. She listens to us live, Jackie, all the way there. Why can't you? Why? Exactly. You can't. You don't have an excuse. Get the Civic Media app. But feel free to leave any comments here on the live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we call Twitter. But let's, without further ado, let's move it into the last segment of the evening. Let's wrap things up with the Nightcap. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pete, we had some more Facebook comments about favorite baseball movies. Tonight's question was, what is your favorite baseball movie? You can still let us know. Yeah. Pat says, always A League of Their Own, never that crybaby daddy wants to play catch. Wow. Let me read this again. This is some heat. Always A League of Their Own, never that crybaby daddy wants to play catch fantasy Field of Dreams.
Wow. Passionate.
Let's have Pat coming in with the heat on Facebook.
Passionate. Pat is, that's what Pat does. I will say, again, I know it's blasphemous, I didn't love Field of Dreams.
Okay.
It was nice. There were some great scenes, but I still don't understand the cornfield, ball field, and these players there.
Is James Earl Jones in that movie too?
I think he is.
Wow. Stacy also goes on to say The Perfect Game. Nathan says, favorite? Come on, that's impossible. Bull Durham and Field of Dreams and the Costner Classics. Moneyball, Major League, Bad News Bear. It's A League of Their Own. Got a lot of repeat performers here.
Yeah, Ed Garrison, 8 Men Out. I think you read Vince's. Let's get down to here. Tiff Burry, A League of Their Own. Chris Morrow, you got those. Jody Hinman, The Natural.
Yep. And Stacy also... Stacy also says Moneyball and Major League Baseball.
Probably just Major League.
Yeah.
Dave Hendricks says Major League, Moneyball, The Cobra at Twilight about Dave Parker and Parkinson's.
Oh,
now, there's one I have not heard of. That sounds like a cool doc.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Thank you, Dave. Jeff Schmidt, The Sandlot, Natural, Major League, Tim Baker, Bad News Bears, Boris Hamilton, The Sandlot. How are we doing, Greg? Are we getting through them?
We're doing really, really good. Yeah. I mean, we got some great, great comments here. Love listening to everyone's thoughts on these. Really, really appreciate it. Pete, what did you learn tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what I just learned is that Paul Vandenplas's wife, Sarah, just texted us, I love Angels in the Outfield.
There
from
wonderfully
Wisconsin. I don't know, Greg. I learned about this really cool foundation by the Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer, Chad Smith, run by Lewis Smith. I love programs like that that get kids involved in the arts and culture at a young age. I think that's the only way to sustain these film incentives in a weird way. We have to ingrain this culture into our kids so that they grow up with it and it becomes part of our fabric. I really applaud that. Love that it's there.
I love the fact that it was his idea. Like, it wasn't Chad Smith saying, I want to do it. He's like, I went to a concert. I wrote it down on a piece of paper. Here you go.
Right.
I mean, that's amazing.
Awesome.
But what I also learned is that no matter how MAGA you may be, Pam Bondi, someday you're not MAGA enough. Happy trails, dear.
Someday
have fun
you're
in your new job in the private sector.
Oh,
so,
man. Brutal.
Yeah, it's absolutely brutal. But guess what, Pete? Guess what the good news is?
What's that?
We'll be back tomorrow.
And we're doing a fun quiz tomorrow, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Green
That's
quiz.
Right. We were going to do it tonight, but we got Lewis Smith, so we wanted to get that interview going.
Correct.
Dom, really quick, what did you learn tonight?
I learned, okay, this is going to be bad, but I learned that James Earl Jones played Darth Vader. I did not know that until you said it.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Greg.
There
See,
you
Dom,
go.
I'm not one of those people, oh, you're a kid, you don't know any. I don't expect you to know that.
Yep.
I can't stand when people do that.
No.
So I'm glad you know that now, though. That's a pretty cool factoid.
The more I know.
I don't like when people weaponize their age to say, like, well, I'm older, so apparently you're stupid.
Exactly.
Boo to that, I say. Boo to
we
that.
We are much smarter than you, though, Dom. All right.
But we say yay, Pete. Pete.
I teased
Ilyanovich Rasputin Schwaba. My goodness.
it's a fraudulent film, it is.
Hear that while I go to sleep tonight. Jeez.
All right. On behalf of Pete, I want to thank Dominic. I want to thank Tucker. I want to thank Engineering and Traffic for all the work they do because they make sure these microphones actually work when we start this show. Everyone who called, everyone who texted, left a comment on the live stream, thank you so much. Without you, there is absolutely no us whatsoever. Thank you to Lewis for being here, Lewis Smith for being our guest this evening. And we look forward to the show tomorrow. It's Casual Friday, so we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night. You've been listening to us on Nightlight with Pete Schwaba and Greg Bach. Pete, say goodnight.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.